Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you doing today, sir? Am I speaking with Robert?
Yes.
Awesome, great. Robert, my name is Tony, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Now, we are conducting an opinion survey in your area. If you don't mind me asking, which of the following best describes you? Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, not currently employed, but seeking employment, not currently employed, and not seeking employment, retired, or a student?
I'm disabled and unemployed.
Okay, so you're not seeking employment, would that be correct?
No, okay. I seek employment.
Are you or any member of your household currently employed in any of the following types?
No, I'm the only one here.
You're the only one there. Okay. Only one there. Okay. We just want to go ahead and do this particular survey, sir, and we truly appreciate your cooperation. Okay. Now you are in Pennsylvania, correct?
Right.
Okay. Like coming?
Yep.
Which of the following have you done in the past 12 months? Open a savings account, welcome a new child into the household, purchase a new car, declare bankruptcy, bought a new home, or refinance your home, started a new job, open a new credit card, started a business, open a new checking account, or none of the above?
None of the above.
None of the above. Okay. And which of the following best describes your age? 18 to 27, 28 to 40, 41 to 57, 58 to 77.
58 to 77.
Are you, okay. And you are a male, correct?
Yes, I hope I am.
Great. And how involved are you in selecting and managing the finances for your household? You currently do not have a bank and use cash and check cashing services. You are not involved in the banking decisions for your household. You are the key decision maker, but someone else handles day-to-day banking needs. Or you are the key decision maker and handle most of banking decisions?
I'm the key and handles most of the banking decisions.
What do you look for in a bank?
Well, I don't know.
In your opinion, what do you look for in a bank?
It's been so long since I did it, I don't know.
Okay, so right now you don't have a bank account?
I do, but I don't remember what I look for.
Okay, do you look for...
Probably free checking.
Free checking, okay.
Yeah.
Free checking. Okay. All right. And which of the following do you currently have? Checking account, savings account, 401k retirement account, money market account, home equity loan, auto loan, mortgage, investment account, personal loan, credit card, mobile payment app such as Venmo, Zelle, Google Pay,
just
Apple
checking
Pay,
account.
Checking account, okay. And your primary bank will be the one with which you have most of your day-to-day accounts. How many years have you been with your primary bank? Less than a year?
Probably about 20 years.
20 years. 11 to 20 years. The survey is about your banking needs. Your answers will remain anonymous and are designed to inform banking services in your area. Thinking about banking institutions in your area, what are the top five banks that come to mind?
You name the banks?
Yeah, like the top five that come to mind in your area.
Oh, I don't know. Jersey Shore State Bank.
Which one?
Jersey Shore State Bank.
Oh, Jersey Shore. Okay. Anybody else?
Woodland Bank.
Woodland Bank, okay. As a matter of fact, yes.
Northern Central.
Oh, Modern Central, okay. Just one
Muncie
second.
Bank.
Oh, Muncie Bank, okay. What's the other one?
I can't think of what the last one would be.
Okay. What about, I don't know if you have any TD Bank or Wells Fargo, Bank of America.
Yeah, I think there's one of them.
Oh, there's which one?
Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo, okay. And what was the other one that you said before Muncie Bank?
Northern Central.
Northwest? Or
Northern Central.
Okay, Central. Okay, let me go ahead and write that one in. Okay, Northern Central. Okay, awesome. And which of the following banks have you heard of? Okay, Key Bank, Covenant Bank, PNC, Univest Bank, First National Bank of PA of Pennsylvania, Muncie Bank, Citizens Bank. You heard of Muncie Bank, correct?
Right.
What about Citizens Bank?
Yeah.
TD Bank.
Never heard of that one.
Wells Fargo.
Yeah, I heard of that one.
What about Key Bank? Covenant.
Covenant, I have heard of.
PNC. Univest,
yeah,
Bank.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
PNC or Univest?
PNC.
Univest Bank, First National Bank of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
What about, this is Central and North, Citizens and Northern.
Yeah.
What about BB&T Truist?
No.
Santander Bank.
Mm-mm.
What about the First Citizens Community Bank?
I think so.
What about the Meridian Bank?
No, never heard of that one.
Jersey Shore State Bank.
Yeah.
What about M&T Bank?
Yeah.
Fulton Bank.
No.
Northwest Bank.
Yeah.
Penn Community Bank.
I believe so.
S&T Bank.
S&T?
Yes. S
no.
Sam and T. Okay.
I don't
Bank
remember
of America.
We call that one. No.
Have you heard of Bank of America?
Yes.
Woodlands Bank.
Yes.
Monument Bank.
Yeah.
Chemung Canal Trust Company.
No.
First Commonwealth Bank.
Yeah.
Five Star Bank.
No.
QNB Bank.
No.
No? Okay. Which of the following banks do you currently have a relationship with? Covenant Bank, PNC, First National Bank of PA, Muncie Bank, Citizens Bank, Wells Fargo, CNN, formerly Citizens and Northern, and FCCB, which is First Citizens Community Bank, Jersey Shore State Bank, Northwest Bank, M&T Bank, Penn Community Bank, Bank of America, Woodland Bank, Monument Bank, First Commonwealth Bank.
Woodland
which one
Bank.
Of these? Oh, Woodland Bank, okay. And which bank would you consider your primary bank today? Would that be Woodlands Bank?
Yeah.
Okay. If making the choice today, which banks would you consider besides the one that you have? Covenant Bank, PNC, First National Bank of PA, Muncie Bank, Citizens Bank, Wells Fargo, Citizens and Northern Bank, and the First Citizens Community Bank, Jersey Shore State Bank, Northwest Bank, M&T Bank, Penn Community Bank, Bank
of America. I'd say Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore, okay. All right. And, of course, Woodlands Bank, correct?
Right.
Okay. Awesome. Now, if making the choice today, which one bank would you most prefer to use? Covenant Bank, PNC, First National PA, Muncie Bank.
Oh, I don't know. I have thought about changing, but I don't know. Right off the
okay.
end.
All right.
Probably Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore, okay. Now, why do you prefer this bank?
Well, I financed my car through them.
I'm sorry?
I financed my car through Jersey Shore State Bank.
Oh, okay. So you financed the car through them.
And they were pretty
okay.
good on it about
oh, okay.
lending me the money.
Oh, okay. So their process was very quick.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
that
good.
Reasonable.
Okay. So you finance that through Jersey Shore Bank, correct?
Right.
Okay. Awesome, great. So you finance your car loan through Jersey Shore Bank.
Right.
Now, which, if any, banks would you avoid? Covenant Bank?
Oh,
PNC.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know
okay.
all that much about other banks.
Okay. We can write that down. That's no problem. Now, for which banks have you seen, read, or heard any advertising that could include ads you have seen online or on your phone, as well as traditional print, television, radio, or billboards?
Probably television, because I don't have a computer.
Okay. So, who would be those banks that you've seen ads about?
Oh, I don't remember right off the end, to be honest with you.
Covenant Bank, PNC, First National Bank of PA, Muncie Bank.
Could be any of them. Could be any of them, because I don't pay too much attention to the commercials.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now, knowing that one bank typically is not the best at everything, with one bank, would you associate with being best in the following ways? Well, the quickest access to loans, that would be Jersey Shore State Bank. Would that be correct?
I guess.
I mean, that's the one that you have your car loan with. What
yeah.
about the most personalized service?
Oh, I don't know, to be honest
okay.
with you. I'm not,
right.
to be honest with you, I'm not all real crazy about banks. I never was, but
okay.
My mother had talked me into it at one time.
Okay. Okay, I see. I understand. And if you don't mind me asking, you said that you are disabled. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. If you don't mind me asking, what happened?
I have narcolepsy. It's a sleeping disorder.
I see. No, the reason why I was asking is because
hereditary.
The reason why I was asking is because I am also disabled. That's the reason why. Yes. Now, please evaluate these messages that a bank could say by placing them in order of most important to least important, okay? Now, offers financial wellness tools like credit, monitoring, and financial education. Offers opportunities to lock in great rates on up to 3 home equity loans. Teaches youth responsible finance habits through youth programs. Has banking services tailored to you 24/7, ATMs, online bill pay. Which one of these will be more important to you? Which one?
The ATM.
Oh, the ATM. And then provides easy access to your finances at any time with digital tools. Has products and services to help people start and grow small businesses. Offers products and services to help you invest wisely for the future. Gives back and helps support the communities it services through volunteer work and financial support. Has wealth management and retirement products. Has a promotion to open a checking account online and receive a $400 cash bonus. Offers processes, tools, and advice to protect you and your finances from fraud. Out of those particular ones that I read, which one will be the second most important to you?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
What about the, has a promotion to open a checking account online?
No, I don't think I want to do that just for $400.
What about offers, tools, and advice to protect you and your finances from fraud?
I get a lot of that in the mail.
Okay. So that will be something in which it wouldn't be so important to you, would it?
Oh, yeah. I think it'd be important to me.
Okay. So, Liz, okay. And what about gives back and helps support the community's services through volunteer work and financial support? Would that be very important to you?
Not real important, because I can't do much for too long with what I have.
Oh, believe me, I do know what you mean. Now, what about teaching youth responsible finance habits through youth programs? Would that be something important to you?
No, not really.
What
if
about
I don't have any children or anything?
Provides easy access to your finances at any time with digital tools.
Debit card, I guess, would be a tool, yeah.
Okay. What about has products and services to help people start and grow small businesses?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know anybody that's into that.
Other financial wellness tools like credit, monitoring, and financial education. Would that be something important to you?
Yeah, I would say, yeah.
What about offers opportunities to lock in great rates on up to 3 home equity loans?
I don't know that much about that. I'm just a new homeowner myself.
All right. What about has wealth management and retirement products? Would that be
something I haven't been there yet because I'm only 63.
Okay. But that's something that could be important, no?
Oh, yeah, it could be.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and pretty much I read all the options. So and I already have everything that you told me about that is most important to you, okay? So,
yeah.
Awesome, great. Now, which one bank do you most associate with these messages? Okay, this bank offers financial wellness tools like credit, monitoring, and financial education. Covenant Bank, PNC, First National Bank of PA, Muncie Bank, Citizens Bank, Wells Fargo, Citizens, and
Northern. I don't know that much about them, to be honest.
What about Jersey Shore State Bank? Do they offer that?
I don't know what they offer.
It's been
a while.
You just want to get your car loan, correct? And then just be
paying. My car loan's paid off.
Oh, it's paid off. But you did it with them.
It's paid off. But I went through Jersey Shore State Bank to buy it.
Okay.
But it's been paid off. But there was no problem when I went to borrow the money.
Okay.
Well, then I guess I had good credit. I don't know what my credit's like right now.
Now, we are interested in the reputation associated with different banks in your area. Please describe CNN in your own words. Specifically, what makes them different than other banks in the area?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know. Like I said, I'm not up on that.
So you're not.
I'm not a business type person that keeps track of what's going on in the stock market or anything like that.
Okay. All right. Okay, just one second. Let me make sure that I'm writing this correctly. I am not up to date on these issues in regards to this bank, correct?
Right.
Okay. Now, CNN, I believe that bank is, I think it's Citizens and Northern, is that correct?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Now, which of these adjectives would you associate with CNN? Experts. Incompetent. Which one would you associate it with most?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't want to say anything to hurt the image of the bank.
Okay.
I don't know.
I understand, sir. As a matter of fact, we're going to select the middle option, okay? That you're not on that one, it's neither one of them, okay? Profit only, community minded, old fashioned, vibrant, attentive, inattentive, small, large, technology oriented, antiquated. Okay, so we're going to select the middle ground, okay?
I guess.
Now, we have just a few more questions to help us classify your responses. How long have you lived in the general Pennsylvania NY area? How many years?
All my life.
All your life?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that would be, how many years?
It's been 63 years. Almost 64.
63
years. Almost 64.
All right, awesome. And which of the following best describes your household income last year? Less than 35,000, 35 by less than 50,000, 50,000 by less than 100,000, 100,000 by less than 150,000, 150
would be less than 30,000.
Okay. How many children under the age of 18 do you have living in your household?
None. I live here by myself.
Okay. Now, which of the following best describes your marital status?
Married? I'm divorced.
Divorced, okay. Which of the following best describes your highest level of education attained?
12 years.
Four-year college? Okay.
12 years. Now, no, I didn't go to college.
Oh, okay. So that'll be high school graduate?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't graduate, but I went. I went
did
through
you,
the
GED.
I was short. I was short 2 credits.
Okay.
From graduating.
Okay.
I never
what
went
about,
back to.
And you are divorced, correct?
Right.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Asian, Pacific Islander, or
white, Caucasian.
White, Caucasian. For classification purposes, do you consider yourself to be a Latin or Hispanic origin?
No.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day, sir. Thank you for cooperating with us, okay? Thank
yep.
you very much. Thanks, sir.
Yep. Goodbye.
All right.